Welcome back. I am Jim Rome. Let's talk some Oakland A's baseball. We are joined right now by an Oakland A's player. We'll tell you exactly what I mean by that momentarily. He went 2-for-3 with a walk in last night's win over the Astros. He was the American League Player of the Week for the week ending August 25th. For the season, he's hitting .273, 23 home runs, 53 runs batted in. He was a seventh-round pick in 2010 by the Marlins out of Cal. Oakland is a half game up in the wild card standings. They are at Texas this evening, 8.05 p.m. Eastern start. Mark Canna is my guest. Mark, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Good to have you, Mark. Really nice to visit with you. So you finished up a four-game series with the Astros, and if we go back, Mark, to the first game of that series, you went into Houston having won 5 out of 6. Then they got you 15-0 in the opener. Would have been pretty easy for guys maybe to get frustrated or to get down after a game like that. But what was the mood like in the clubhouse after the opener?
I think, well, a lot of our starters got pulled out of that game in, like, the third or fourth inning. And I don't know how everyone else felt. I don't speak for everyone else, but I kind of felt like it was actually nice to get a little bit of a breather. And then also at the same time, you know, you come out of a game like that and you're, I was kind of just thinking like, well, we just lost 15-0, but it's one loss. Like we, you know, 3-2, 15-0. It's one game. And, you know, we still got a chance to win this series and move on. I think that was, it kind of felt like that was the general mood.
And then it plays out like that because you come back on Tuesday and you beat them 21-7, then 5-3. Then last night you beat Justin Verlander 3-2 when Liam Hendricks closed it out with a strikeout with a runner on third. Can you take me through that final inning with so much on the line? Like what kind of emotions are running through you and how did it go, or how good did it feel to close that thing down?
I mean, I wanted to win that game so bad. It's just being, you know, our last regular season game in Houston against the Astros. And it's kind of like, oh, let's just get this one and get into Arlington on a happy flight. our close pitches, the whole inning, I'm screaming out in center field, the pitches that are just missing. And Liam got a strikeout, I think, with 2 on and nobody out. First and second, nobody out. And right then I was like, all right, he's locked in. He's going to do this just like he has been all year. So I think I kind of had a feeling that Liam was going to slam the door.
Oakland A, Mark Canna joining us. So that win, Mark, has you a half game ahead of Tampa Bay for the first wild card spot, as I mentioned. What's it like to come to the yard every day in September with so much on the line and stakes so high?
I think it makes it more fun. And got something to play for. I've been on the other end of the spectrum where you're not playing for anything. You're just in last place. You're kind of running out the clock on the season. And that is not fun. So it's cool to be in it. It's cool to be getting talked about. And I think, you know, we're excited to be in the position we're in.
Mark Canna is my guest. Now, at the very top, I introduced you as an Oakland A's player without naming a spot or a position because you've done pretty much everything this year. All three outfield spots, first base, DH, as well as pinch hitting and pinch running. A lot of guys talk about how playing different spots in the field can mess with them at the plate, but it doesn't seem to have any kind of impact on you, no negative impact. So how do you stay locked in and ready no matter where you're playing?
I think I just try to take each day one by one and kind of focus on the task at hand. That's always been the key to me. And whether it's a different position or whether you're pinch hitting, it's kind of just getting into that moment and getting into that day and kind of visualizing how the day is going to go and staying present and thinking about how you're going to be, you know, valuable to the team that day.
You know, Mark, you mentioned when I mentioned that in the opener, they beat you 15-0 Houston, and you said, you know what, it wasn't that big of a deal because it's only one game, it's one loss. Some of the regulars got out of there, we got a breather. It kind of goes back to Bob Melvin. Now, that's a guy, you've been with the A's since 2015, and I know the respect that Bob Melvin has for you. What's it like for you to play for him?
It's the best. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I mean... It's really my only experience in the big leagues. He's been my only manager, and this is the only team I've played for in the big leagues. So But from, I mean, you hear things, and just the environment we come into every day is so just relaxed. I think relatively speaking around the league, Bowmel just kind of lets everyone be themselves. I think everyone comes in is very comfortable and allowed to just kind of do their own thing. We have a lot of fun, but at the same time we work hard, and it's kind of this unspoken, like, relax and get your work done on when you need to kind of vibe.
So you're from San Jose. You went to Cal. You were drafted by the Marlins, but now you're with the A's. What's it like to be from the area and playing for the hometown team?
It's amazing. Honestly, I was with the Marlins for 5 years, and I didn't even – all that time, I didn't get to go home very often except for holidays. So my wife – she wasn't my wife at the time, but at the time we were dating, and we always thought we wanted to end up in the Bay Area. And I'll never forget the day I was Rule 5 and picked up by the A's. My wife was jumping on the bed in joy just because we're going back to the Bay Area where we always wanted to end up anyway. And it was just a pretty sweet situation. It's, you know, we don't get to choose where we play a lot of times. So it was, it's awesome. My parents get to come see me all the time. My brothers, sisters, friends, it's just awesome.
Mark Canna joining me for a few more moments. That's really cool. So people who know you know that you love food. Your Instagram handle is Big League Foodie. So when you're coming up through the minors, for example, there's not a lot of money to spend on food and maybe not the best food. How did you go about handling that at that time?
I started doing it when I was in the big leagues, but I still, in the minor leagues, I spent actually some time in some really good food cities. Greensboro, North Carolina, Jupiter, Florida, great seafood there. I mean, I love the southern food in Greensboro, and just they got a lot of good stuff there. And then I finished my minor league career in New Orleans, which was like blew my mind. I think really opened me up to different kinds of food and Creole food and crawfish and stuff like that. And I think that was the tip kind of when I got to New Orleans, a place I'd never been before, and it was like this whole culinary world that I didn't really understand before. And it was just I fell in love with the city and I fell in love with food.
All right, so when you get to the majors, you obviously you can visit some really special restaurants. When you think about the best meals that you've had this season, what comes to mind?
Oh, man. There's this really good place in San Francisco called Quince. It has 3 Michelin stars. It's amazing. I went to Alinea in Chicago, which is like Grant Achatz is on Chef's Table, and it's all this molecular gastronomy and food you're eating that you don't even know what it is, and it's just like this crazy experience that you didn't even know existed in the world. And it's just stuff like that. It's just awesome. I can't believe, you know, it's kind of why I do what I do with the food thing. It's just these crazy restaurants where you're like, how do people come up with this? And it's just really fun. I have a lot of fun with it.
No, I'm totally into it. Like, for instance, when you go to a big city, I mean, do you go big in every city you go into, or do you save, like, special meals for special moments? Like, what's your approach?
A lot of it has to do with whether my wife's with me or not.
Right.
You know, I gotta show the missus a good time when she comes on the road, so We go big when she's in town. A lot of times, too, it depends on how I'm feeling. Like, we just were in Houston, and I know for a fact Houston has a great food scene. But at this point in the season, I was by myself, and I'm pretty, you know, we're trying to rest and recover, and baseball's becoming, these games are becoming very, very important. So I didn't leave the hotel in Houston. I just ordered room service every day and got as much sleep as possible. So I try to balance the food thing with my career, but at the same time, I want to get out there and experience as much as I can in the food world.
See, last thought, I'm trying to balance the baseball thing with the food thing when I talk to you, but I love the food thing too. Like when you go to a city, if you're going to go out, how do you determine where you're going to eat?
Some places is easier than others. Like New York, I kind of have a list of places that I haven't been yet in New York, and obviously they have a big scene, and there's a lot of places to go to. But otherwise, good old-fashioned research. There's this website called withthelocals.com that I check out a lot, and they're pretty reliable. Excuse me, with different markets and stuff. And typically I'll just kind of Google and surf around and check out menus online. And I always tell people, they're like, how do you find these places? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I just look on your phone for 15 minutes and find something you like.
You can tell I like this topic a lot. Mark Canha, A's player. He was the American League Player of the Week for the week ending August 25th, having a big season. The A's are half game up in the wild card standings. They are at Texas tonight. Mark, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on the program. That was fun.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Have a great day. Mark Canha joining us. And he's having a big year again.